The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Or we simply ran out of time.
You think I care about time?
But we don't waste audio on this show.
I love this old
dog. It's time to empty the hopper.
150, wrapping up a Monday. Cellini and Domino, Chuck and Chernoff are here as well as we do empty the aforementioned hopper featuring Chris Domino.
Housekeeping.
Yeah.
Hank Cellini asked me, how dare I ask you if you had dogs?
Yeah.
I knew you had dogs. I don't know what, Matt, you have dogs?
We have two cats, but explain to the audience who Hank Cellini is.
Hank is my Weimaraner who has a Twitter handle.
Right.
And it's not me.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people think that's me. I swear on my son's eyes, it's not me.
Brandon Leake has dogs. Does Chuck have dogs?
Chuck did.
Did, not anymore?
I don't know if he does now.
Okay. I have Hank and Dolly.
Right. Did you ever have dogs?
I did. I had a dog growing up. I had a dog before my divorce. I've had a couple of dogs.
Okay. Well,
lost the dog in the divorce.
Yeah, right. Well, that happened. You're not the only one.
Easy then, my friend.
Well, no, that was one of the things I lost.
It's phase one.
Laugh now.
You know, the good thing is when you don't have a lot of stuff, you're like, yeah, whatever, take it. Who cares?
You got visitation rights to the dog, though.
So I just said this earlier, though. Dog food has made my list of, it's a work. Dog food's got to be a work. There's more dog food than ever. Not by a little, by a lot. Now we have refrigerated dog food. We have dog food that is this and dog food that isn't.
Oh, there's
that.
A Blue Apron for dog food now.
Yeah, like Lauren Green in that Alpo commercial. It used to be a
Alpo.
Lot simpler.
It was Alpo.
Ooh, this old dog.
You dip
I don't know what's in this can, but
bougie.
He sure loves it.
It was gravy train, and you could get bougie with gravy. That was about it.
Put water in it. And
that was it.
Right. Yeah. But I remember Brad
Tap
Pitt.
Tap water poured over dog food.
Brad Pitt. In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it just sort of fell out of the can. That was dog food.
That's how the Alpo was.
Yeah, yeah. Now there's a lot. I think dog food's a work is my
favorite. What do you say, Colonel? You might not be wrong. It's not like their palates are so refined.
And I think they've reached a button where you go, you know what people will do? They'll spend more than you ever thought they would.
There's no question. Yeah, no. There's
okay.
the
I just want to make
people
sure
will spend
wrong.
More on their dogs and their kids or for real life. But I will tell you this: we have two cats. It's almost the same thing. Like I picked it up the other night. It was like salmon and
whatever.
And I'm like, they need this
again.
Yeah.
A cat eats
whatever.
A cat will find a dead bird and eat it.
True.
What do you need to actually spend money on food?
But I will tell you, I don't know what it is. About 4:30 every day, the cats eat about 5:30. About 4:30, they start coming up to you. Right?
Yeah,
they know it's coming.
Yeah, they know. They have a clock. There's no question
meow
about
mix,
that.
They'll eat it.
They will, but you know, you got to be bougie
catch
with cat food too.
Catch out, they'll eat it.
Yeah. Now, some cats won't eat it though. I had a cat that would not eat the food she didn't like. Man, she would not eat that food.
I had not heard cat chow.
Cats are very picky.
Years.
Yeah, they're very.
That's
picky.
A real thing. Cat chow.
Are you? Now, Domino's the wrong one to ask because he doesn't have animals.
I don't have.
Do you feed them people food?
No,
ever.
Hank, I do.
Okay. Because we're pretty bad about that. Like, my cats get cream cheese and ham. And
yeah,
like
my cat doesn't like human food. Dolly doesn't like human food. And at this point, Hank's so old. I mean, what's the difference? Yeah. going to give it to them.
Like, I'm giving these cats stuff they should never have.
I gave Hank ravioli last
right.
night.
It's like, what's what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Better than actually going out and having to go down an aisle and go, this costs this.
Like,
how much?
Nico didn't finish his ravioli, so I gave it to Hank.
You heard this. They're not supposed to have chocolate. They're not, my cats have all that stuff.
You know what the problem is? What's your kid doing not eating his ravioli? Let's not skim over the headline.
Fair point.
What kind of kid are you raising?
That Chef Boyardee didn't like it, did he?
All right. We got a couple of pieces of sound that I'm going to tell you something about, and I don't know if you guys can relate to this or not, but I'm going to tell you a God's honest true story, and it hit me on my drive back from Florida the other day. This is Shaquille O'Neal, because we heard Matt Painter have to tell a kid, hey, man, please don't push past Utah State. That's not how anybody around here is thinking. Blah, blah, blah.
I think you guys know you're going to crucify them. What then, coach?
And again, from Purdue. Purdue's not the school that you should ask about overlooking
people.
No, you
never.
Have a history of winning big games.
Yeah, no, we don't. So this is Shaq when a youngin' asked him about Kobe.
Similar to Kobe, no one even close.
No one.
Yeah.
Kyrie, no one.
Nah, and then I don't think they want to be compared to Kobe. I think they're trying to make their own mark. But
yeah.
Like, you know, you always ask people, who you compare to Mike? I don't compare anybody to Mike, but if I had to answer the question, Kobe is the closest thing to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And is there somebody that's close to Kobe? No.
So the kid started with that crackly, my voice is maturing. Mr. O'Neal, can you tell me who's most like Kobe Bryant? And he tells, there's nobody like Kobe. So he did it politely. Matt Painter jumped it a little bit, then he tried to take his thumb off it.
You can't. Yeah, you can't, like, offer Kyrie as your...
No.
Like,
no.
Where,
no.
Huh?
No,
like,
no.
Give
no,
a
no.
wrong answer, not one that wrong.
Yeah, there are bad opinions. There are wrong opinions. Bringing up Kyrie Irving to Shaquille O'Neal about Kobe Bryant was a miss. That is a swing and a miss. I want you to hear, this is the end of a story. This is Matt Damon talking about Rounders. Everybody here has seen Rounders?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the premise of Rounders.
Pay that man his money.
Right. So hold on. They have a small movie, Rounders. Not a big movie. It's a small movie. But they get John Malkovich, and everybody's so excited. John Malkovich, he's a real actor. He's coming to do our movie. We got Judd Hirsch and John Malkovich. So Malkovich came in at the very end. Listen to this story that Damon tells.
We do the first take. John goes, if you don't have my money, then you are mine. And the crew bursts into applause. They're cheering. They're like, wow, amazing, amazing. And I'm looking at him, and I guess he sees me looking at him. And he leans across the table. He goes, I'm a terrible actor.
He told the story that Malkovich says, I'm doing this because I'm a terrible actor. I don't know what this accent is either. Because he could see on Damon's face, he said, we're talking in real people's conversation tones. And as soon as they said action.
So he sounded like a Russian Mickey Mouse.
Right, but everybody applauded. Like, Damon's looking around going, am I being worked here? Oh, that was magnificent, Mr. Malkovich. Oh, my God. We're so lucky to have you on this movie.
What does the performer notice, the negative face in the room? All the adulation in the world, they're not going to pay attention to if that one person is being negative.
You're Matt Damon. You did Good Will Hunting, but you ain't got Malkovich's resume.
No,
and
the
guy tells you, you want to know why I did that? Let me let you know something. I'm a terrible actor. That's why I did it.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's a great line. It's self-effacing, though.
No
it's
doubt.
Wonderful.
And he said Malkovich came in at the very end of the movie. It was like the last thing they did. And everybody was like waiting for him. Oh, he dropped another pearl. He's so great. All right. Ohtani's going to speak later today. I'm
so
sure the MLB
says,
Network is going to get.
Have you heard the latest? Just a prepared statement, no Q&A.
Okay.
Like that was supposed to, when they said he was going to take questions, I was like, I'm sure lawyers are not going to be thrilled with that.
Here's the only thing I'd ask.
Just release the statement.
What did you know and when did you know? That really is at its simplest terms. What did you know? When did you know?
Because this is an active investigation, I cannot answer certain details.
Active by a few people.
I'd suspend right after. I told you what I do. I suspend him, Mookie, and Freddie. I got to make a point if I'm Manfred. Everybody gets suspended because of what he might have done. He might not even be guilty. I'm suspending everybody.
5:56.
Suspend Roberts.
5:56 on Friday night. Dump. They put that thing out.
They did.
Milk Carton Rob, all of a sudden, is nowhere to be found. The commissioner is nowhere to be found. Matt, look at this. I'm not even lying.
You know they're going to
9:55 Saturday morning. This is the MLB Network, the main stories. It's number 8.
They're going to need a body to suspend this guy.
You know what's in front of this? 10 top bullpens in baseball. Yep. That's the number one story. Braves welcome back familiar favorite in Duval. Langford, number 6 overall pick, makes Rangers opening day roster. 8th is MLB begins investigation in Ohtani and Mitsuhara.
You would be surprised what's not going to happen because of this. Like, if you go back, I think it was like literally 3 years ago this week. We found out, was it 26 women that Deshaun was putting his wee-wee on? Like, just couldn't get enough of it, flying to Phoenix to get a massage, whatever.
You just said the allegations surrounding Deshaun Watson, but I get what you're saying.
And we were like, oh, my God, he'll never play again. The very next thing that happened with Deshaun, He got the largest guaranteed deal in the history of the league.
Why do I think when I say it, it sounds a little bit different? Because I was taken aback when he just did that.
Right. Well, now you know we feel.
I'm not self-taken aback picture, when I say it. Okay.
All I know is this. Everybody around him is going to take a fall. It's the interpreter didn't go to UC Irvine.
Ain't
he didn't pay his taxes.
Bob Mangiel said the same thing. It's going to be a fine.
Zero
and that's
outcome.
That. No question. I don't know, man.
I'll say it again.
I don't know.
Capone got the ultimate 1-2 punch. Tax evasion and syphilis. So be prepared like you just
in
got.
In that order?
Yeah. Well, no. He got the syphilis, then got hit with the tax evasion.
Was it just untreated?
Died in jail. Yeah.
Like, why did he die?
Because he didn't go get
treated. I guess the syphilis intensified.
Was that penicillin?
Yeah, you got to get the penicillin.
I don't know. Neurosyphilis. That's when it goes to your brain. You're done at that.
You go blind.
I will be glad to admit if I'm wrong, and I'm not rooting for one way or another. I'll be shocked, stunned, surprised more than anything else if anything happens to him other than a slap on the
wrist. We were talking about the fact that if we go out of state with our credit card and I go to, I don't know, a Walmart in Illinois, someone's going to call from the credit card company. This is $4.5 million.
That's
how do you not know this is going on?
There's a difference in common sense and what we're supposed to really
think
happened.
Can I tell you, though? I'm going to tell you. I think this still leans on the side of problem for him. Mm-hmm. And it's because the feds, and it's because they know the answers, and is he going to be smart enough not to lie? Now, I'm going to play you a clip, and I'm not sure this is the perfect analogy. But I think it might be how this probably needs to go, with everybody figuring something out for the greater good of all. But if it's a bank, let's just say it's $500,000 at a time. Don't they either have to hear from Mr. Otani or somebody who's pretending to be Mr. Otani or somebody who has
there has to be some sort of an official authorization.
No doubt. And they're going to be able to, through triangulation, I think that's the right word, they're going to be able to say what computer sent the money.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you in reference to the computer the day that
the scary thing
that
for
moment,
Otani is the feds are involved. When the feds are the involved, they don't care about
but
anything.
But let's also be clear. If he's looking for some sort of plausible deniability, he's not doing any of the pressing of the buttons in his financial life. So that might be his out
here. Okay, I'm telling you.
Whether or not that's a good decision is separate to the point. I bet he doesn't do any of his own bill pay, any of his own finances, any of it.
How's this guy making between $300,000 and $500,000 as an interpreter? I'm trying to figure that out as well.
Well, because he had a great fake resume.
Yes.
Yeah, a great figure.
Like, Mizzou doesn't go to the California Power website to pay his, you know, electricity bill every month.
People do TurboTax.
Here's where I think you guys are wrong. In my opinion, here's where I think you're wrong. I think the guy came to him. Let's say he wasn't gambling. And by the way, this is supposedly. Do you know who said allegedly
he gambled the money away?
Do you know who has come out and said allegedly these were Otani's bets, according to what he heard?
Yeah, Brandon Lang's album.
Right.
You guys haven't heard this one?
So the guy McConaughey played in the movie, Brandon Lang, has come out and said, according to his sources, it's $4.5 million worth of international soccer bets. And again, this is what I believe he's saying is he has heard it's Otani's bets.
But Lang is also up the ante now. Again, this is just Brandon Lang, who says he's heard it somewhere between $15 to $25 million worth of gambling debt. Now, again, I have
soccer.
No idea.
Breaking rumors.
Soccer.
That is breaking rumors. Yeah.
I have no idea if Lang has anything on it, but he's put himself right in the middle of it.
Well, because, again, it's... He must want something. You know, what is it? He wants another 15 minutes. McConaughey played in a movie. I'd imagine you're a little bit thirsty if you haven't had your 15 minutes in a bit. But here's where I think you guys are wrong. I think if that guy came to him and said, I got to get out of trouble, I think Otani did pull out the computer, me personally. I think I can see a world where he pulled it out and hit buttons. And they're going to be able to say, it was sent from here, and they're going to be able to track him through something to say, were you where that computer was? So how did he steal from you if you were there with the computer?
What kind of history, almost no matter what kind of history do leagues have of suspending their most marketable stars in the second biggest market?
Well, if they can keep the guy with the most hits out of the Hall of Fame as the biggest deterrent ever.
Does that matter that he was managing respect?
P. Rose is a manager. That's one thing.
Right. And I wonder about it. The name value is this huge star, but he was a manager as opposed to Ken Griffey in his prime whomever.
Maybe like Michael Jordan, they have him go play another sport.
Shohei plays hoops for 2 years.
Yeah. You guys are laughing.
His dream is to play in the NBA.
But Leo DeRocha, yesterday in 1947, yesterday's date in 47, he was suspended because they said, you now hang around with gamblers. You've got to be sat down. You can't have anything to do with gamblers.
But you're doing common sense, and you're right.
Okay.
But there's always deniability. There's always layers of this.
There's technology now.
I find it hard to believe he's sitting down at his Mac and he's making transfers.
Okay.
I just have a hard time
seeing
that.
Even if he is, I promise you, MLB's goal, an independent investigation with the MLB goal of keeping him on the
correct
field.
Yeah, the feds don't care about that.
IRS, but
You write a check to make all this stuff go away. If you have that kind of money, man.
I don't know.
You guys are acting like this isn't dirty pool everywhere on all this stuff.
I just know
we
when
have
the
rich
feds,
people getting off from stuff all the time.
I just know when the feds come in, they got all the answers, man.
If you draw a line down a piece of paper,
you better answer them right.
On the left-hand side, not in trouble. Right-hand side, in trouble. Mm. So I'm going to play a cut. I don't know.
Cullen wants to get on the board.
I don't care. Let him get on the board.
Dramatic.
This is like Shohei Ohtani. I don't care who hits the button.
Folks.
I don't care who hits the button.
They're battling over button pushing.
Two idiots on the other side of the glass.
It's one and a half.
So
endearing, he means it.
Tell me if this is probably right, because if you saw the movie A Beautiful Mind, Adam Smith is the guy that said, hey, here's what you have to do. You have to look out for yourself. There's a scene in a bar, and it's like five women. One of them's a good-looking blonde, and there's five guys, John Nash included. And it's, okay, what would happen? We all go after her. All her friends are going to say, screw all of you. I have no interest in playing second fiddle. So he comes up with what wins him the Nobel Prize. I don't know if this is right, but I think this does apply.
Adam Smith said, the best result comes from everyone in the group doing what's best for himself, right? That's what he said. That's right. Incomplete. Incomplete. Okay? Because the best result would come from everyone in the group doing what's best for himself and the group.
Governing dynamics, gentlemen. Governing dynamics. Adam Smith. What's wrong?
So Adam Smith's theory, this was a real thing forever in the mind, like smart people world. This is how it goes. He won a Nobel Prize because he said, no, you're thinking about this all wrong. I bring this up because Ipe, Shohei, the bookie, maybe even somebody else we don't know about yet. Do you guys think there's somebody else we don't know about yet?
Sure, because there's many layers of this, of course.
So they better all be thinking, what's good for me, but what's good for the group?
Stan Kasten's involved.
Suspend him, too.
Which could be interesting, because I don't know if Greg Anderson, the greatest fall guy ever, but he never spoke once. Mm-hmm. We're already in a territory where Ipe has spoken, which means it's already different.
I can't believe they let him talk to ESPN for 90 minutes. I can't believe
it. Shocking. And then they try to like pretend it didn't happen or complete. But back to Domino's point, Greg Anderson's an example. Like Barry Bonds got suspended. When did Barry get suspended? When he was done. Barry Bonds didn't get suspended in the heart of a chase for the record.
The Astros were cold. Busted. The manager got fired, not the players.
Did you see what Jim Crane said? He said this is the third worst scandal to hit Major League Baseball. He's the owner of the Astros. Didn't include 2007.
He's got a pair.
It's the Black Sox. It's this.
Pete Rose?
Maybe. I don't know. It was one other thing, but he's like, we're not even in the top three. He came in here,
it's like Men in Black. They've erased
never happened
from their minds.
It's OJ.
Out of that organization.
It's OJ. I didn't do it.
Which is another example of like, we know common sense. OJ did it, but there's always money involved. And guess what happens?
Jose Altuve didn't get suspended, have to give back his MVP. Why? Bad for business. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
You guys agree, though, that they better have their story so buttoned up.
Sure.
I need to think what's best for me.
Of course.
But I also better think what's best for the group. I'm telling you,
Shohei's
I think there's another
today
person.
Will be very short and sweet. And like the fact that they were going to let him speak yesterday, I went, you can incriminate yourself if you do say something dumb. Why would they let him do that? Now he's going to read the prepared statement. The rest of it will all be lawyers. Now the question also is, how well does he deal with distraction? Because I bet he's never
had
to deal with that.
That's a bigger question. That's the on. Because he'll be on field. And so the question is, how does he play with
it? Doesn't talk, they have him insulated anyway. He doesn't talk to
anybody. No, he doesn't talk to anybody. But this is still
rules.
There's still eyes on you for
different
reasons.
It weighs on you, man. It weighs on you. If you're human, this weighs on you.
That'd be too bad.
I'm going to be a real shame. If you're betting $4.5 million on international soccer games, you're a different cat anyway. I don't know how you're going to handle this, but you're different. Like, you're a different kind of person if you can actually run up that type of tab. Whether it's your tab, somebody else's tab, it's going to be your money that pays them.
And you don't know a damn thing about soccer, apparently. Wow.
Well, did you hear what somebody said? Now the Ipe said that, no, I've had conversations. He hates gambling. He doesn't understand it. How about this? He goes, he's seen players doing it, and he just doesn't understand it.
Who are the players?
Well, exactly.
Wait a minute, names. Say Freddie Freeman.
Stop talking!
This is not...
That's what somebody's got to tell him.
By the way, is he Nell walking out of the woods after 30? I don't understand this. What is it called? Gambling on sports?
What is -4?
if they
do here.
Did you see
the thing?
Did you see the group of Dodgers people around him?
Mm-hmm.
I said if they would have been around Jack Ruby like that, we wouldn't have had Jack Ruby getting shot.
When I talk about distraction,
I'm just telling you.
Y'all see the Dave Roberts scrum in the dugout yesterday?
No comments?
No, I don't mean like what he said. I mean the amount of media around him. This is news media. This isn't baseball media. This is hundreds of people in March around the manager.
We'll just talk about Jesse Chavez coming back here. You guys deal with all that stuff.
You have to set up a riser and chairs.
You have to see the dugout shot. It's unlike anything you'll ever see. World Series scrums aren't this big.
When's Rob Manfred going to make an appearance? Milk Carton Rob.
Good question.
Like, when's he supposed to get involved in this? Oh, I know. Like, Friday he was supposed to get involved.
Should have made a statement. But again, he'd screw something up. They probably don't want him speaking either.
Was it actually during the home run? The home run chase that the Winstrol or whatever was in the background of the TV shot?
And Andrusteen dial.
That was it. Yeah,
they never got around to it. They never. Why? It was bad for Bennis. That's what it's.
Mark McGuire said, "You know, I've been eating a lot of steak. Mm-hmm. That's how this happens."
Sure.
I think he's.
That's
in trouble.
A syringe up there.
What's I think Ohtani's in trouble.
I'll take the under.
I think there are enough people involved, including Taxman.
I'm just so cynical to like
feds.
The money.
I understand what you're saying.
I think he's going to lie about something.
I just $4.5 million. How do you not know?
You're doing Nick. We all agree. It's common sense. Yeah. We all agree. But there's a difference in common sense and the law. Like we all know this. Common sense and law don't always like. Those two intersections.
Was Mike Vick supposed to go to jail?
You can prove.
Was Mike Vick supposed to go to prison? He wasn't. What did he do? He lied.
Here's also the problem. He had a bunch of dumb people around him.
No
too.
Doubt.
Like,
what do you think? This guy's a Mensa student?
No, but like, they might be in front of this enough. Whereas the Mike Vick stuff, that thing was out of the barn already. Like, I don't know what you would have done to put that.
Oh,
back.
That was the cousin saying, "Yeah, y'all can search the property."
Correct.
Well, come like, on in.
Didn't he get a ticket?
He squealed his wheels leaving a Burger King parking lot.
And he said, "Where are you staying? I'm over there.
I'm at my cousin's house. Who's your cousin? Mike Vick. Can we search it? Sure."
It was the cousin. It was his brother. It was like a whole thing. And again,
it started at Burger King, like spinning his tires.
That's a bad day for everybody.
I just think when you're rich, there are going to be accountants who take falls here. There are going to be lawyers who take falls here. Shohei's going to play dumb. And I don't know if that's good enough to get you off the hook, but in a lot of cases it does.
Did you never watch a cop show if you're whoever the cousin? Like, you have the right to remain silent.
But most people don't.
Do you have a warrant?
Look at
like
cops.
Everybody, do you
have
a warrant?
You don't have the right to search my car. You don't have probable cause, but they let them search the car. Are these your syringes? No, it's my friend's. What's your friend's name? I don't know.
Yeah, 1 out of 100 people say don't search. Everybody else is like, have at it, search. And you're like, no. Or don't blow into the thing, or don't do whatever. Don't.
Hey, can we change one other thing real quick? If you were Louisville, would you pay some of the freight for John Calipari? Said, please fire him. We'll take him, and you created the greatest in-state. Whether it's
Patino all over again,
right? It's Patino coming back, or even Billy Donovan would be great. What if John Calipari ends up at Louisville? Aren't we now in the? I said, get the Netflix crew out. I want this to be followed from minute one. I want it to be made into a docuseries.
It's already blood sport and that rivalry,
right?
I mean, that would.
That'd be tremendous. And what if Louisville says, would they take Louisville's money? We'll pay $10 million of it. Fire him. We'll take him.
Then you bring Patino back?
Yeah.
So in one of the great turnabouts, we're helping you with the buyout.
Yeah, we're helping you with the buyout. That's exactly
right. This is like the world of wrestling, you know, when everybody joined the NWO. Today is March the 25th. Let's talk about some things that happened on this date and beyond as we go back in time. 1934 on this date, the first Augusta National Invitational Tournament, as it was known, was held.
Horton Smith.
That's right.
Yeah.
Horton Smith does win the first ever Masters. I don't think he was from Brooklyn.
You can't get a whiter, more Anglo name than Horton Smith. Hello, Horton.
Here's a who.
Was the jacket the first year, too? Did they have a green jacket?
How the tradition of the green jacket was born, off the top of my head, I don't recall.
I'm assuming Jim Nantz had it and let him borrow it.
I think they gave you a parka.
By the way,
windbreaker.
Tradition, unlike Jim Nantz.
Two things. I'm over Jim
Nantz. See him at the Houston game yesterday?
Go away.
This kid.
Go away.
You don't like him playing the harmonica in that commercial?
Go away. The other thing is we need to stop with the Ghostbusters. The horse is dead. Like, I had a lot of time in the car. Jim Nantz is driving me crazy. And that's enough of the Ghostbusters.
Gone back to the well too much?
The horse is dead. Okay. You can't kill the horse anymore.
Elvis Presley on the stage in 1961 performs live on the USS Arizona.
Raising money for the memorial down there.
You ever see
Pearl Harbor? Is the only concert he gave from before he left for Germany until Vegas.
You ever see this video? I can't recall which movie it's from. I think Stella Stevens is in this with him. He's got the blue suit on.
This is from G.I. Blues.
Man, as a good-looking man.
Oh, he struck a pose. He did.
A good-looking man.
Look good in the uniform.
Viva Las Vegas. I mean, look at him.
He's got
like a fitted suit on that's modern.
Yeah.
It would work today. I mean, The guy had it all, man.
We need to fan you down here, Lee. Okay.
All right.
It made me feel very inadequate. 1966 on this date.
Yeah, but what do you think he could bench? Seriously. You want to feel better about yourself?
When you're Elvis, I mean, there's exceptions to every rule.
So somebody benches for you.
Oh, absolutely.
And they tell you how strong you are. Elvis,
by the way, there's another one. I had no idea how much money he had and where it was going until he was told.
Why don't you go do some reps at 225 for me?
So this is going to be my story. Can I tell the finance story?
Hmm.
Do you have anything else good? I apologize.
Could you do what you want to do?
No. Here's the finance story.
Who's going to stop you?
I'm in the car driving back from Florida, and I realize, take this down. Please, again. So here's what I realized. I know nothing about my personal finances or my family finances. So we've all sort of said, if my wife goes, I don't know the account numbers. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything. I don't know if she's got a lady fun fund. I have no idea. I don't know who's got life insurance. I'm not proud of this, but I don't know anything. I'm driving from Florida, and I'm thinking about this. So then it hit me. There's a guy named Marlon who I've spoken to twice. Who's our financial guy?
Guy named Marlon. Okay.
I don't know who he works for. I don't even know the company.
You don't
know
the bank or the institution.
I'm telling you,
talk to him in an office or a parking lot.
His name's Marlon.
I spoke to him one time in person.
For the Fish Accounting Company,
insurance company.
No, he's a financial guy.
Oh,
and you spoke to him in person
once.
Where?
Couldn't tell you the building.
Okay, you realize on Dateline how this always comes out?
I'm telling you.
And he had access to all your money, and you met him once, and you can't remember when.
I spoke to him one time on the phone.
Marlon said he had all of the access to Chris Domino's money.
But
trust me, he said.
So now my mind is...
It was a fate.
Now my mind is racing. I turned down my audio.
It was a fatal decision.
I turned down my audio. And I'm thinking about this now. This is a God's honest truth. I don't know if my wife goes. I don't know the account numbers.
Okay.
I don't know where Marlon works. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we have and what we don't have. None of it. But now it gets worse. So then I go, how many times have I spoken to that guy? I spoke to that guy twice. Do you know what my mind raced to? I have spoken to six. 6 astronauts. 1960s astronauts. Put a rocket under their ass, shoot them into space. I've had 6 conversations with real astronauts. Hold on. Now my mind is racing. I said, who else have I spoken to more than Marlon? This is 10 years of a relationship. Mm-hmm.
Ted Williams. Well, you talked to Ted once.
Here's what I realized. I spoke to 3 different people who were in the 1936 Olympics. This is Berlin. This is grainy footage of Jesse Owens really great, Hitler really bad. I've spoken to 3 people, 3 conversations with people who were in the 1936 Olympics. I've spoken to my financial guy twice.
Yeah, they don't have account numbers.
Yeah, and you knew their last names.
Right.
Yeah, I spoke to Marty Glickman.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to Louis Zamperini.
Yeah.
And I spoke to Robert Laville.
It's not going to help you.
Who was a wrestler.
You spoke to Marlon.
I don't know his last name. I've spoken to Marlon.
Could you describe him if you had brown hair?
Medium height, medium build?
Nope. No idea. And I don't know what building I went to. I went to a building once. Right. Don't know where it was.
You know, you can settle this tonight if you sit down with your wife and say, Carrie, where are the documents? What do I need
to
know?
I don't want to arouse any, suspicion. Like, I'm doing something.
Do you know what she has on you? Like, what are you worth? If you go, do you know?
I have no... I'm not lying about this.
48.
I don't have an account number. I don't
Well, that's
have
not what I'm saying, though.
Insurance.
I don't need an account number, but do you know what she has the policy on you for the amount?
Nope.
Okay. What if something 62. Happens to her? Do you know where you need to go?
No. Nick, I don't know anything.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you need a Word doc with account, username, password.
Call it the doomsday document.
Our bank, our retirement.
Correct. So am I the only one, seriously, of a room, with all due respect, a room of idiots, am I the biggest idiot?
Yeah,
I know where all that stuff is.
I don't know a lot about it, but I know how to find it.
I just got our insurance numbers, too, updated and looked at some things, which, by the way, looks suspicious, too. Just upped the number on my wife again. So if she ends up missing in the next couple of weeks.
I think we're all worth more dead than alive.
Oh,
I know
God.
That I've been in that boat. I'm worth more dead than alive. I don't think she's going to come get me, but I think I'm worth. But I don't know
just
any
Just do a little digging,
numbers.
That's all.
No, you need a Word doc.
Do you think Marlon's listening right now?
He could be.
Marlon, if you're listening, I don't have
Marlon.
Your number.
Right.
I don't have your number. You have mine. Just
that
text
guy
me.
Might not even have been real.
So you just need a one-sheeter of, some info.
By the way, somebody
There
goes,
is no Marlon.
Yeah, I'm Marlon. Yeah, put Domino on. I'm Marlon.
6 conversations with astronauts.
Chris, I need your mom's maiden name and your first pet.
3 1936 Olympians.
Is there a chance your wife disappears with Marlon?
I don't know.
I saw her on some girls' trip this weekend, too. She was doing something.
So she could have, an online poker habit. You on. Have no...
Yeah, you're right. I have no... She could be in with Otani, betting international soccer.
Right.
Use. You know what my wife was? Here's how you married the right one.
Yeah.
My wife went to this Brookhaven Dogwood Festival.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, so it's like Sister Hazel and Live and Lisa Loeb.
Oh, I would have gone to that.
I wouldn't have. And she didn't make me. We had people come to the house.
Because Marlon went with her.
Maybe. So it's 2 miles from my house.
Marlon
we're
St.
Not,
Jack.
By the way, we're not doing anything else.
No,
we
no.
Gotta,
no.
We got to go.
I drove two shifts, and you would have thought they were so happy that I drove them because there was no parking. Mm-hmm. Like I rescued their children out of a river.
Yeah, you're the Uber.
Right.
Sober driving. Sure.
But they come home to stay at my house. Here's how I know I married the right woman. She didn't ask me to go. Mm-hmm. Certainly didn't demand that I go. As soon as everybody came back to my house, I went right down into the basement to watch more basketball. I would have rickshawed them. Mm-hmm. I would have taken them one at a time on a rickshaw, the 2 miles to get them out of my house on Saturday. And when they got there, I went right downstairs. My wife didn't bat an eye. Mm-hmm. Didn't ask me to come up. I'll be social. Mm-hmm. Come on, we're going to have dinner. None of it.
Mm-hmm. Is there a chance she just didn't want you there, though?
Great.
Yeah. Whatever works for you.
Win-win.
Right?
Win-win.
Great.
Sure. Yeah.
She couldn't have taken an Uber back?
They all thought, wow, it's so nice
of him.
Surge
pricing? Come on.
He's not even going, but he's going to take us. Yeah, I am. Get out of my house.
Very surprised
Saturday
she didn't
NCAA.
She didn't have a limo, some sort of a stretch.
You know what? You know what?
A car service?
Yeah.
I asked one of the guys, how many people were high at this thing?
Everybody?
Like 90%. Like, I guess nobody
some
cares.
Serious any. Tax revenue in this state. That
I know that we're not getting.
Well, I think here's the thing with you. You're not listening to anything the doctors are saying. You're taking your pills, but you're not sleeping. You're clearly not
eating
right.
Anxiety is really high.
So I think your wife figures in about 2 to 3 years, you're going to go kaput anyway. So
her and Marlon. Can.
You, I don't think you really need to know anything.
She really is set up for
not
a long.
Outlive her,
yeah,
so.
She's set up for a long-term like run here, a big run of success.
Yeah.
Because is she, like, pushing you? She's like, don't take your pills tonight. You're fine.
What do we do? Like, if something happens to him, what do we do the next day on the air?
We do it well. We have AI to cover him for that day.
Right.
AI Domino will get us through the day.
To answer right. Something.
No, I mean, the show must go on.
Right. No, so we have AI Domino for a day. Then there's a retrospective
who,
we do.
Who gets the biggest send-off around here if it, God forbid, happens?
Oh, you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you.
You hands
By
down.
By far. Yeah, no, this thing is
send-off.
You just said I don't even get a day.
Well, no. The first day we got to get the spots.
Oh, Nick's
in.
Concerned about content, like
right,
our
yeah.
Show prep.
I'm worried about me.
Tell him what you just realized the other day about Thursday. Come on, we're going to be honest. I might have to come back here.
Yeah.
Because the pregame.
Yeah.
For the Thursday game.
If you're listening on the other side of the building, I got news for you. When he leaves, I leave.
He said that out loud.
Turn off for coming in early.
Well, no, we're off on Thursday.
Well, you're coming in. Now you're not.
Sorry about
when
that.
When he goes, I go.
This is him.
Nick's not juggling on Thursday.
You might have to do 10 minutes.
All right,
do whatever
back.
You want.
Go
do
back.
The Beach Boys.
Other side of the building. Nick's not juggling.
Go back Domino's for a second.
Doing your portion of the Ford leadoff with the Atlanta Braves
from
the Summerhill area.
That's rank, management.
Well, there you go. Problem solved. Thank
listen,
you, Scotty Mac.
That's management.
Listen,
management approved.
Rank Beatles songs for 10, 12 minutes when I'm down. Do whatever you want.
If you do it out of his house, he might.
Do whatever you want. Why was this such a thing with you today? You got angry. I said, oh, yeah, I might have to come back. I might have to leave early.
You leave early every now and then.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
What do you think I'm going?
Too many liberties.
What do you think? I'm going to a movie?
You gotta stay there. You know what you're going to do? You're going to do the show from there.
You think I'm going to
have some barbecue. You're going to do the show from down there.
You think I'm going to see Emma Stone and Poor Things?
You're not going anywhere. That's the point.
He got so angry
I'm
so
not
fast.
Shocked. Can we back up, though? So how you are handled the next day, how do you go? If you're gone,
well, the good news is I'm not going to be a burden to anybody.
I'll be
dead before I hit the floor.
Okay. Yeah, that's so what I always believe.
Full on grabber.
Yes.
So if you go on a Wednesday, we got to get the live spots in on Thursday. So we'll
business,
probably,
I
right.
get it.
Do I do the
it.
Live spots as Domino?
No.
Not the first.
That would be
not the first.
I'm saying by Friday,
Invesco, kill.
Friday, we're doing a retrospective. David over the weekend is coming up with something to rename the studio, the Chris Domino Memorial Studio,
right.
Which is a
sponsor
listen, to it.
Thank
one
you.
Of his library sponsors.
And there's going to be a nice big plaque in here.
You know what right. I don't even want? I just want this spot. I don't need the studio.
Okay.
I don't
so
need,
the first day we get all that. What
I just
do we
want
do the
this
next
seat.
Day?
The
following Monday, we play his interview with Frank Viola. We
do
like
yeah, I think we start doing that.
Of.
And I think during as we come back from
my
breaks.
My wife gives you the bag of souls.
Correct. From breaks, we come back with little Chris retrospectives
okay,
with
so
that
how
voice.
Long do we, how long do we do that?
Probably, you know, if we sponsor it, we can get a couple of weeks out of it. If we, well, like, what of his great relationships?
So Chris Domino's death is going to make us some money.
Brought to you by Spasadel or something.
Now, wait a minute. What if you get down to, like, his conversation with Daryl Boston? I mean, you can't have, still
that's
have a, that.
That's
spot.
An online only.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Firewall?
Yeah.
Do you think,
firewall.
Here's all I want. I just want a little thing right here on this seat.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I don't want the
So
studio.
You don't want the Chris Domino Memorial Studio? You want the Chris Domino Memorial Seat?
Yeah, I just want my little space.
Same
my
chair?
Space.
Or?
Do we encase it in glass like
right.
Thurman Munson's
no.
locker?
Nobody sits there?
No.
The locker room have like nine people. They need every seat in
my computer out there gets
right.
put in a glass case.
Gotcha.
But who replaces
your
it?
Your cushion will frame your cushion.
Does Westy slide right in? Or
you know why? Well, it's tough because you don't want to be the guy to replace
do
the guy.
Do we bury the
sure.
printer with you?
Right.
That would be nice. That would be
nice. All your papers laying around.
So Wednesday he goes. Thursday we have to get AI in because we have to do the spots. Friday we do the tribute.
Correct.
And then all of next week we continue the tribute.
The sponsorship tribute?
Yeah, I'm going to guess if there's a sponsorship tied to it, we get another week out of it. And we get like
bad juju.
Chippers in for a day.
Right. Oh,
we get like different. Right. We different co-hosts in the Chris DeMeno Memorial seat.
Yeah.
Thomas brought to you by.
Please don't. Listen.
We share DeMeno's story.
I won't really know.
It's a DeMeno fireside memory chat.
Are we rolling on this? Because will this count?
Eventually, we got to get back to the show.
You have to.
Eventually. I know.
It's what you would want. Chris would want that.
DeMeno would have wanted it that
way. But I'm going to say
we just do that on Monday. And by Tuesday,
I just want this
we announce a replacement.
I want this to be part of my living will. Don't put me in a suit. Better than that. Don't get a Brooks Brothers deal.
I thought that
you have to put me in a suit. I don't want to be buried in a suit.
I don't want to get too maudlin.
But you're being buried?
Yeah, when my father passed, he had the suit on. And I was thinking the whole time, this guy hated ties.
Right, why would you do this? I don't want
to
do that to the man.
But why do you want to be in a coffin? Just burn you.
I want a nice hoodie. I want a nice hoodie as I go into the furnace.
You mean burn?
I want to be cremated. Why do you want to lay in that box all the time?
Well, what you do is you have the wake, and then you just put the little coffin and everything in there.
Think about the opportunity to sponsor the wake. Chris DeMeno's wake brought to you by Hooters. Like, there's a lot of opportunity to make some money off this.
I will say, central heating and air conditioning, they're furnishing. Like, just to get a big
furnace.
There you
go. You know, it's a natural tie-in, Chris.
Elvis, you can have 50 eras Elvis or 70s Elvis. You know, I'm thinking I'm going like circa 2000 DeMeno. White T-shirt, black sweater vest over it.
Thank you.
New York Giants football hat.
All right, hear
Thank
me
you
out.
For caring.
But since you're still with us, what if we set a Prize Picks more or less on when you go? And then if it pays, eventually somebody gets the money. Like, we set a date. If I set the date as January 13th, 2032, more or less.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Most morbid Prize Picks section ever.
I'm
most
okay with it.
Segment ever.
I'm okay with it. It's cool.
Well, we're all going to go at some point, man. What are you going to do?
But the odds are it's me first, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about you first, but I think you'll be the most beloved.
Bet heavy on the over, because if you lose, they can't collect. Right, and if you win, I mean, it's there for you.
Don't say a name out loud. Mm. You guys on the other side of the glass can participate. Don't say a name out loud. If you're going to close your eyes for a second and figure out who on air goes first.
Okay.
Do you think you have an answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I do too.
Finneran. Because the agita will get him. He's so wound tightly in the slack of sleep.
Said no names.
I think we pretty much laid that
pretty
out.
Said no
My
names.
Bad. Who would you have said?
I can't say.
Yeah. Oh. Chuck, do you know somebody?
Later in the day.
Okay.
Later in the day.
Then Finneran?
By like four, he'll say it. Oh, you
no,
mean
no,
like.
No. No. He's talking Chuck.
You think Buck goes?
No, I just said later in the day.
That is open ended. And with that, we bid you adieu for the day.
And if somebody does go,
something happens overnight.
Just go on the air. Just let,
put a 680 t-shirt.
Yes.
On too.
But if you do it in the middle of the show, it'd be the most attention we ever get.
It'd be like when they sign Cousins during the show.
Yes.
But if he goes on the air, then what do I do?
See, again, he doesn't want to do 10 minutes alone at a barbecue place on Braves opening day.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, think of me here.
Right.
His line of he goes, I go. Like, right. I go, you leave.
Do we
I
put
know
him up?
You.
Do we prop him up like Weekend at Bernie's?
I'm not going solo. That's what he said to me.
Or I'll do a two-man show as DeMeno.
Hey, DeMeno, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Do you believe this story?
Like, who's that guy? Art Bell.
Commissioner.
Like Art Bell. You'll do the show by yourself.
You and Phil Hendry.
Do you understand how?
Commissioner Rob Manfred. Why isn't he speaking? I don't know, Chris, why he's not speaking?
You know how angry
Rob? I know you already called him.
He got so angry. I'm not doing it alone. You leave, I'm done. Get somebody in here.
So he doesn't want to work one more minute than you. That's what. Even though you work so much more than he does, he doesn't want to work one more minute. Unless he's. What if they said they'd throw you an extra 50?
All right. Well, then we can talk.
Why are you so aggravated?
You can take some brisket with you.
Yeah, all right. We can have a discussion. Everything's open to negotiation. Yeah. Cullen Madden, Brian Gebhardt, thank you on the other side of the glass along with Matt Lear. Matt Eggert did some producing today
as
well.
Yes, he did. Thank you to everybody.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We are back tomorrow at 11. DeMeno, Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats.
Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.